transition. Śrūta Gosvāmī thus addressed the rishis headed by Shaunaka. Now I shall begin the transcendental narration of the Lord Sri Krishna and topics of the birth activities and deliverance of King Parikshit, the sage amongst kings, as well as topics of the renunciation of the worldly order by the son of Pandu. Purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda, Lord Krishna is so kind to the fallen souls that he personally incarnates himself amongst the different kinds of living entities and takes part with them in daily activities. Any historical fact, old or new, which has a connection with the activities of the Lord is to be understood as a transcendental narration of the Lord. Without Krishna, all the supplementary literatures like the Puranas and Mahapuranas, Mahabharata, are simply stories or historical facts. But with Krishna, they become transcendental, and when we hear them, we at once become transcendentally related with the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is also a Purana, but the special significance of this Purana is that the activities of the Lord are central and not just supplementary historical facts. Srimad Bhagavatam is thus recommended by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the spotless Purana. There is a class of less intelligent devotees of the Bhagavat Purana who desire to release at once the activities of the Lord narrated in the 10th canto without first understanding the primary cantos. They are under the false impression of that the other cantos are not concerned with Krishna, and thus more foolishly than intelligently they take to the reading of the 10th canto. These readers are specifically told herein that the other cantos of the Bhagavatam are as important as the 10th canto. No one should try to go into the matters of the 10th canto without having thoroughly understood the purport of the other 9 cantos. Krishna and his pure devotees like the Pandavas are on the same plane. Krishna is not without his devotees of all the rasas. And the pure devotees like the Pandavas are not without Krishna. The devotees and the Lord are interlinked and they cannot be separated. Therefore, talks about them are all Krishna Katha or topics of the Lord. Parikito Tharajasya Janma Karma Vilapanam Sanstangcha Panduputranam Vakhe Krishna Kathore. So, here it is said that Bhagavatam is a narration about Krishna and Krishna Bhakta. So, and also it is said that Amala Purana. Amala Purana means spotless Purana, spotless proof. Amala Pramana. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Amalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatra Dharanapara. So one should not develop desire to listen to Puranas. Many people, they like to listen Puranas. But Puranas are not Amala. Amala means spotless. What is the mala? What is the spot? Black spot is there in Puranas. the Mahabharata and other Puranas, there are cheating religiosities are there. Cheating religiosities means dharma, artha, kama, mukhya. These four purusharthas are there. So generally, people will be attracted towards these four purusharthas. But Srimad Bhagavatam is free from this. So therefore, in the beginning, it is said, dharma prajita kaita vatro parama nirmasanang satang vedyang vastavamatra vastu sivadang tapatrayana maram. Dharma prajita kaita vatro. This cheating religiosities, dharma artha kaam mukhya, it should be given up. One should sweep it out. Unless one will become free from this four purusartha, dharma artha kaam mukhya, he cannot get the fifth purusartha, pancham purusartha, param purusartha, that is Krishna prema. So unless one will get Krishna prem, he cannot become nirmatsara. Nirmatsara means who is not having matsarata, who is not having any envy, free from envy. Unless one will become free from envy, he cannot understand Bhagavan Krishna. How Krishna is Sivadam. Vastu vastu atra Sivadam. How Krishna is beautiful, how Krishna is all auspicious, one cannot understand. As long he is having envy. And due to this dharma artha kama mukhya, one can become very easily envious. So therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be spotless proof. There is no mala. There is no black spot at all in Srimad Bhagavatam. That means there is no question of dharma artha kaha mukhya. The Bhagavata is giving us prema sambad, message about love. So therefore, one has to go and read this Bhagavatam. One has to go and listen Bhagavatam. This is a pure proof, Vishuddha Pramana. So if someone will not accept this Bhagavata Pramana, then he will take birth here in this material world, life after life, and finally he will go to Jamaraj's abode. He will get death. Those who are not glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, they will be punished by Jamaraj. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvasaya. Bhagavata is just like Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna and Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha is transcendental, Krishna is transcendental. And Krishna can give shelter to one and all. Everybody can take shelter at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore, one has to go and listen Krishna Katha. Srotavya. That is to be listened, to be heard. Srotavya. And Bhagavata, two types of Bhagavata. One is Bhakta Bhagavata, one is Grantha Bhagavata. Book Bhagavata and Bhakta Bhagavata. This Bhakta Bhagavata is Ashraya Vigraha. Gives ashraya, gives shelter. Book Bhagavata is Vishaya Vigraha, object of love. Krishna is object of love, similarly Bhagavata also object of love. Sabda Brahma. So those who are very expert in Sabda Brahma, Vedic Shastra, Vedic scripture, if you go to him, and surrender unto his lotus feet, and we should inquire from him, then we can understand who is Krishna, who is Krishna Bhakta. The Saunaka and other sages, they just surrendered to Sutta Goswami Pada. And they were inquiring about Krishna and Krishna Bhakta. They were inquiring, Krishna, Krishna Sadama Pagate Dharma Jnana Divisaha Kalo Nashta Dusamesa Purana Kodhunitaha. They were asking to Sutta Goswami, after Krishna winding up his Leela, when he went back to his abode, where dharma remained? Because when Krishna goes, then dharma, jnana, everything goes with him. But the reply Sutta Goswami is giving, Krishna sodharma, sodhama upagate dharma jnana divisaha kalo unashta dusayamesa purana kodhunita. So dharma and jnana took shelter to this Purana, this Bhagavat Mahapurana scripture, Bhagavat Sastra. Krishna is Sevya Bhagavan. He is to be served. And Guru Pada Padma, they are called Sevaka Bhagavan, Servitor Bhagavan. So Krishna is saying to Uddhava, those who are doing my katha kirtan, they are just acharyas. In other words, we can say, those who are speaking Bhagavatam, they are Bhagavata. They are acharya. He is practicing in his daily life and he is trying to preach to others. Therefore, Bhagavan Krishna said to Uddhava, Acharya mang vijani hatanava manyat karichit na martya buddhya sveta sarva deva maya guru. Just consider Acharya like me. He is not ordinary person. Don't disrespect him. All the demigods are remaining within him. So, there are four types of pramanas are there, proofs are there. Anumana, aiteha, pratyakha, shruti. Four types of pramana. Four types of proofs. Imagination, historical, direct perception, and shruti, Vedic pramana, Vedic proof. So, if the other pramanas are not confirmed with you, Vedic pramanas, then that pramanas, that proof should not be accepted. One cannot depend on that pramana, that proof. So those who have lost their vision in the age of Kali, where from they will get vision? They will get the vision from Bhagavata Sastra. Bhagavata is just like sun. When sun will rise, then the darkness will be dissipated. One can get vision. So therefore, this is Bhagavata Arka, Bhagavata Purana Arka, Bhagavata Surya, Bhagavata Sun. Is rising. Therefore, we should always go to a Bhakta Bhagavata and listen Bhagavata from him. And that should be daily, regularly. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Solke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtik. Nashta Prayasu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So why one will go and listen Bhagavatam? If one will listen Bhagavatam, then his consciousness will be developed. Chetana unmesh. Not only that, he will develop taste at the lotus feet of Vasudeva, Krishna. So those who are interested in listening Bhagavatam, they are really fortunate. Bhagavan is coming here to this material world and doing many types of leelas. And the bhaktas, they will write down these leelas. When one will listen this leela, then he will develop taste towards Bhagavan Krishna. We have so much different tastes. Somebody is having taste for looking to the TV or going to movie. Many types of tastes are there. But if someone will listen Bhagavatam from a Bhakta Bhagavata, then he will develop taste unto the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna. So therefore, if we'll speak about Krishna. If you listen, we should also listen about Krishna. Krishna Katha. So Sutta Goswami is saying to the Saunak and other sages, O Brahmanas, O Vipras, you have developed so much desire to listen Vasudeva Katha, Krishna Katha. This is really very fortunate state. There are millions of people, but how many are developing desire to listen Krishna Katha? Very few are listening Krishna Katha. Those who have become Sevan Mukha, those who have developed their Seva attitude, those who have served Bhakta Bhagavata, Book Bhagavata, those who have taken shelter at the lotus feet of Tirthapada, so he will develop taste to listen Krishna Katha. Tirthapada means bhakta. Tirthapada is Bhagavan Krishna, on whose lotus feet all tirthas are there. He is Tirthapada. Those who are taking shelter at the lotus feet of Tirthapada or Krishna, they are called Tirthapada. So Tirtha is becoming pure due to the sadhus, the bhaktas. Because bhaktas are remaining in Tirtha, Tirtha is becoming very pure. Otherwise, the Tirtha would be the place of sins only. Because people are going to Tirtha to get rid of sins. So, if someone is serving to Sadguru, so he has gone for pilgrimage, parikrama. No need to go to parikrama. If one is serving Sadguru, no need to go for parikrama, tirtha parikrama. One, if will serve Sadguru's lotus feet, then he will develop taste to listen Krishna Katha more and more. Harikatha Ruchi. And this Harikatha, Krishna Katha, is Virjavati, potentized Krishna Katha. Very much potentized. So if someone listen from a Vaishnava Guru, this Krishna Katha, then his heart will become purified. His mind, his consciousness also will be purified. Therefore, Kapiladev saying to Devahuti, Mother Devahuti, Satang prasangan mama virja sammido, bhavanti hutkarna rasayana katha, tajyosana tasu apabarga vartmani, shraddharatir bhaktir anukramisati. With the association of pure devotee, if you listen Krishna katha, it will give so much pleasure to our mind, our heart, our ears. Krutkarna rasayana kata. Krut means heart, karna means ears. It will give pleasure to heart and ears. And gradually one will advance towards bhakti. Shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishati. First you will get shraddha, faith, then you will get love, then you will get bhakti. Shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishati. So when one will develop bhakti, he will never like to come back here to this material world. Because this material world is dukkha alayam asasatam. Dukkha. All types of miseries are here. This is temporary and miserable place. One will never like to come back here again if he will develop bhakti. So he will gradually develop so much faith on Krishna Katha. So that type of bhakta, he will take shelter at the lotus feet of Sadguru and he will surrender to him. And he will say, Sishyatehaṁ sādhimāṁ tvāṁ prapannam. Please correct me. Please correct me. Rectify me. I am surrendering unto you. Arjuna, when listen from Krishna, then he said this thing, Sishyatehaṁ sādhimāṁ tvāṁ prapannam. I became your sishya, now you inflict discipline on me, now you chastise me, now you correct me. So Guru is doing nitya kirtana. Eternally he is doing kirtana. Always he is doing kirtana. And sishya's duty, disciple's duty is to hear regularly. Nitya sravana. Nitya kirtana, nitya sravana. This is Sanatana Dhara, eternal process. And this will continue, this will go on. It will never be broken. So, the sadhu, who is Bhagavan's dear devotee, Bhagavan is remaining in his heart. And where Bhagavan is remaining, that is Vrindavana. Sadhu Hridaya, Vrindavana. Sadhu's heart is Vrindavana. So if someone is going to sadhu, listening Krishna Katha, no need to go to Vrindavana. Many are running to Vrindavana. But they are not going to sadhu and listening Krishna Katha. So if you will go to sadhu and listen Krishna Katha, then our Tirtha Prajatana, pilgrimage is complete. So where from we listen Bhagavatam Katha, Krishna Katha? We must listen from bona fide sources. Bona fide sources. When Sukadeva Goswami was speaking Bhagavatam, the compiler of Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, his father, he was present there. And by whose inspiration Vyasadeva compiled Bhagavatam, Narada Muni, his guru, he was also present there. And both Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, they were listening from Sukadeva Goswami, when Sukadeva Goswami was speaking Bhagavatam. They are not thinking that it's a tiny boy what you will speak. Not like that. Our mind is very wicked mind. The wicked mind does not want to be disciplined. So how that mind would be disciplined? So if someone taking shelter at the lotus feet of Gurudev and listening Bhagavatam regularly, so his mind will be disciplined. If mind will be disciplined, then that mind will bring us to Bhagavan Krishna. If mind will not be disciplined, then mind will bring us to Maya. In order to make the mind disciplined, we will have to listen Krishna Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam. By that, our mind will be disciplined. So therefore it is said, Bhagavata is non-different from Krishna. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. So this is Shruti Pramana, Vedic proof. All other proof should be confirmed with this Vedic proof. Then that proof will be accepted. Otherwise we cannot accept other proof. So Mahaprabhu, non-different from Krishna, he came here and he preached Bhagavatam. Jao Bhagavata Pada Vaishnava Sthane Ekanta Asraya Kara Chaitanya Charane. By taking shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should go and we should listen Bhagavatam with the association of Vaishnava. By mere argument, we cannot understand what is Shastra, what is Shastric injunction is. So therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, Tarka pratishta sutaya bhinna nasa brusijasra matanma bhinna dharmasya tattva nihita guhaya mahajana jaina gatasra panta. So we should follow the path of Mahajana. The Mahajana's heart, the dharma, the absolute truth is there. And we should know about dharma, about Krishna, in tattva, in absolute consideration, not by apparent consideration. If we will accept everything by apparent consideration, there we may do argument. Then when we do argument, many opinions will develop. Nana muni nana mat, jata mat, tata mat. And also, this Shruti Pratipadya, this final conclusion of the Shruti Shastra, is very inconceivable. One cannot understand by himself. Achinta kaluja bhava tana tarkena jojit. If one who cannot understand nicely, he will do argument. So many arguments. So this is achintya. The Madhyajiva conditioned soul cannot understand inconceivable one. Bhagavan Krishna. Bhagavan Krishna katha is inconceivable one. By our mind, by our intelligence, we cannot understand this. This is transcendental one. So, therefore, we should listen Bhagavatam. Then we will develop bhakti. When bhakti will be there, then we will be able to understand what is Krishna katha, what is Krishna's devotee. All these things we will be able to understand. If we will try to understand everything by our own intelligence, own mind, then we can become impersonalist, Brahmagyani. So Brahmagyani, they do not go for bhakti. They do the Supreme Lord worship by their own mind. concoction. So this Shruti Pramana, this Bhagavata Pramana, Shruti Pramana, Amala Pramana, is coming from Bhagavan. So we'll have to accept it with all faith. So if we listen from Bhakta, then we can develop bhakti. Then when one will develop bhakti, automatically he will develop love for Bhagavan Krishna. Bhakti will bring priti, love. So one should put faith on the transcendental one. Bhagavan is transcendental one. One should put faith on him. Otherwise one will become atheist, nastic. So, therefore, we will be engaged in Krishna bhajan with pure belief, pure faith. Those who are not having pure faith, those who are not having pure belief, they cannot understand tattva. What is tattva is? What is absolute truth is? Mahaprabhu, Prakashananda Saraswati, Mayavadi Sannyasi, he said to him that, my guru said, you don't have qualification to go for Vedanta, Vedanta study. You should chant Hare Nam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Those who are not chanting Harinam in this age of Kali, they cannot realize what is the tattva is, what is the absolute truth is. They will only argue. So Mahaprabhu said this Harinam gives us vidyabhadu jivanam. Vidyabhadu jivanam. That means he will make us very humble. Very humble. If someone is chanting holy name, then he can become very humble. And automatically he will develop jnana, knowledge, and he will develop vairagya, renunciation also. So by listening Bhagavatam, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one will become automatically jnani and vairagi. No need to practice jnana and vairagya. Automatically it will develop. We said Vishwamitra Rishi, he was doing tapasya for 60,000, but still he fell down. 60,000 years he did tapasya, but still he fell down. But Haridas Thakur, he was just chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The prostitute came, Hirabai prostitute came, and tried to enchant him, but could not. He conquered Maya. So similarly, if we are listening Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can conquer Maya very easily. It is not so easy to conquer Maya. Maya is very strong. Only by listening Bhagavatam and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, accepting the lotus feet of Guru, Gurudev's lotus feet, one can overcome this Maya. Therefore, Bhagavan Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Daiviyasa gunamayi mama maya durataya mama vaja prapadyante maya matang tarantite. those who will surrender to me, they can overcome Maya. Duratikam Maya. Very difficult to overcome this Maya. So how one will surrender to Bhagavan Krishna unless he will surrender to Bhagavan's Bhakta Gurudev? So one has to surrender to Bhagavan's Bhakta Gurudev, then he will surrender to Bhagavan Krishna, then he can overcome Maya. And even if he will remain in this material world, but still he will be very happy. Sachidananda. He will always feel that I am part and parcel of Sachidananda Vigraha Krishna. That realization will be there. He will become peaceful and blissful. Hare Krishna, so many things are there, but time is short. Thank you very much. Jai Srimad Bhagavata Granthraj ki jai. Jai Sri Guru Pada Padma ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Sri Radha Gokulananda Ji ki jai. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshmana Bhakta Hanuman Ji ki jai. Samavayata Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande ki jai.